Matt Johnston, did I accurately describe going into the news? I said you had story time with a harrowing experience against a wild beast at the Johnston home recently.
You may have overdone it just a touch.
Oh, really?
but it was a good tease anyway. Sorry.
This is a true story, by the way.
It's a true story, though.
Well, I have to hear this.
All right. Well, it happened on Wednesday night. I was finished up the dishes, and I was heading up to take my shower and get to bed when I suddenly heard this huge crash downstairs. Mm. Now, I have a cat. So sometimes, cats, they can just get into something. No idea. What did he do now? All right. So start walking down the stairs. But then all of a sudden I was realizing, it sounded like somebody was trying to break in through the living room window. It really did.
Ooh.
And so now I'm just wearing my gym shorts, everybody saw. But I'm going down. And I'm like, all right, well, I'm going to go. I have my dog, Trenny. Now, why is she not doing anything? She's not barking. Nothing is happening. I'm sort of concerned. Now, I'm wondering if she's caught off guard, too. So I'm kind of walking downstairs carefully, still hearing this sound. And it was coming from the window. And I thought, well, at the very least, maybe my pale Irish torso will blind the potential lawbreaker and make them leave, and they'll just, oh my, what is that? Oh my, bright light. But I get downstairs and I see my cat walking back and forth really quickly on the windowsill. Mm. And his tail is wagging ferociously, because when a cat's doing that, they're fired up and something's going on. Mm-hmm. And he keeps looking down into the yard and around where our driveway is. And so I look out there. Now it's pitch dark, so I can't see anything. But then I notice that there is a tear in our screen. So there was. It was, in fact, I sent Charlie a photo, so you can put that up on our. Now, Dave, I don't think you're going to be able to see it too well. But
a nice gash.
Oh, yeah, I see the gash.
Do you see the gash right there?
So somebody was trying to break in.
Somebody was breaking in.
Cat came to the rescue?
Yeah, he's sitting there, and he's doing something. The dog, meanwhile, still just zonked out on the couch, not doing anything. All right, so I'm looking around. I get my phone, and I put the flashlight out there, and I'm not seeing anything. However, I'm like, well, something was trying to get in here, so we're just going to have to close the windows. So I close both the windows in the living room.
And lock them, I hope.
Yep. And then I just head back upstairs. I hear the noise again.
Mm.
And so I ran back downstairs, couldn't see anything. Went to a bunch of different windows and turned on lights everywhere. Turned on my breezeway light in the backyard. Turned on the front porch. Could not find it. And then all of a sudden, as I'm closing one of the blinds, I start hearing this sound. And this is how it sounded. It was... And I start to say to myself, what is that?
Sound like a feral cat.
Dave nailed it. Dave nailed it, because I'm thinking worse, Dave. I was thinking, wait a second, cats don't, do they howl like that? I was thinking it was maybe coyote. Oh, I wasn't sure.
Yeah.
I've heard stories where coyotes, if they see a cat sitting on a windowsill, that maybe they'll just jump and try to get
him. Oh, I see.
I go outside and out to the backyard. And I turn on the light, and I see this black cat just staring at me right under the window, just looking at me. And he is an alley cat. I've seen him before. Mm-hmm. And so I just look at him. I opened up the gate. He's still not moving. And then I just said, get out of here, cat. And then he runs away. And as he's running away, though, he stops real quick and looks back at me to say, I'll be back. All right. So... last night, I'm packing up my car. I'm going down to visit my family here this weekend. So I'm packing my car last night, and I opened up the garage door to get something. And as the garage door opens up, guess who's staring at me?
Black cat.
The black cat, again.
Oh, my.
And so again, and he turned his head to look at me to say, what?
This is my domain.
So
what are you doing here?
I chased him. This is at 10:45 last night. I chased him down the block to try to let him know. I did. I chased him down the block.
Tell me there's video of that.
No video of that.
Oh, man. Are you kidding me?
Oh, and I was wearing a shirt this time. So that was the neighborhood was pleased about that.
Are you telling me that cat made that gash in the screen?
He made, and in another screen. In another screen, too.
Wow.
So now now we're just trying to figure out, Heather and I are trying to figure out, what do we do about this? We don't know exactly who owns the cat, if anybody owns the cat. So she called somebody from animal control, mm-hmm. and they said, well, you could buy some pepper spray, and that will let the cat know the cat's not welcomed.
But you'd have to directly confront the cat.
Yeah, that's the problem. Yeah, yeah. I don't know. Now,
well,
it
sounds like the cat's giving you those opportunities.
Yeah, right. Yeah, true. That's true. But I don't know what else to do on top of that. Now, animal control did say, you know, if we're able to capture it, maybe they it's like, okay, I don't want to be Elmer Fudd and try to catch a cat or something. I know he goes after rabbits, but still.
It's cat season.
Yeah, I don't really know. But I don't know if anybody out there has ideas on how you would try to prevent a cat from continuing to torment your animals and also your property. Hey, please let me know.
Well, we have a tip from Frank.
Oh, all right. All right. Oh, Frank's listening.
Sprinkled cayenne pepper. It works great.
Oh, is that right?
Ooh, cayenne pepper.
All right.
Okay, so that means you wouldn't have to confront, because you could just do the sprinkling and
kind of, yeah,
get away
it's
that,
kind of like what we do with the deer. We have hostas in the front yard, and they love it. And we put soap around it, just like shavings of Irish Spring, you know, just, and that keeps them away. They don't like that. All right, so cayenne pepper. There's one idea. If anybody else, if you have other remedies or something, what to do with those alley cats. Please let me know, Pat at WSGW.com.
Pat needs, there's got to be people around here that have faced the same tormentation.
Now, let alone
property damage.
Now, just be careful that you don't get charged with animal abuse.
Well, no, right.
You want to make sure that you're not, you know, someone recognized use a weapon or something.
That's why we called animal control. We wanted to get their ideas, and they were the ones that said, get some pepper spray. You don't even have to hit the cat. If he just smells it and everything, he'll run away.
Well, Frank says he lives in the country, and cayenne works on cats, coons, possums, etc.
Okay.
It might serve multi-purpose here, Pat.
All right.
You got to read the label of cayenne pepper next time I'm at the store.
I know. So wild beast, no. Sorry, it was not really a wild beast.
After that story, I don't think I overhyped it a little bit there.
This does not improve my opinion, though, of cats overall.
No, this would certainly not. Although I'm impressed it was your cat.
He was the one that
stood up to the.
He's also at a disadvantage. He probably didn't know it. He doesn't have his front claws. Whereas this cat obviously did. All this cat was doing was that he was just jumping from the ground and grabbing onto the screen and then ripping it trying to get in that way.
And quite often screens are nylon. They're not actually metal, and I can see how it would rip.
Although you can get screens that are made, because I had to replace a couple of screens because of our cat, which actually clawed through, that you can get screens that are supposed to stand up to the claw.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Well, that's of a general house cat. I don't know about the wild beast that you're that you're facing out there in Alma. My gosh.
The local hardware can take care of that for you.
Maybe, yeah. Well, and we're not too disappointed about these screens. We're going to tie them up, but we're getting new windows in about a month. However, we don't want this cat coming by and then ruining our new windows. So
that's why we're
looking for some remedies. So cayenne pepper, all right.
Cayenne pepper.
That's one idea.
That's an idea. Pat needs more. Again, Pat at WSW.com.
Please.
Help Pat in his confrontation.
With the wild beast.